Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We'll start right after the news. Good morning. Or good afternoon, or good night, depending on when you're listening. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. You know, you could listen anytime, anywhere, straight from your computer. Download it to your iPod. Don't have an iPod? They're giving them away. Oh, no, they're not. We changed that. Okay, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number, 564-1290, 564-1290. We have a bit of a potpourri of a show today. Starting off... Oh, are we starting off with our caller? Let's just bring on Bob. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Mark. How are you this morning?
Big brother Bob Breitman. So named because he's the director of LAFCO, the Local Agency Formation Commission. That group pretty much tells us how we're going to live. He's here to give us an update and the status on who's winning the battle, the Tale of Two Cities, duking it out over the rights to an unincorporated area in the county of Santa Barbara. And what the heck the residents of the unincorporated area are saying. Good morning and welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Big Brother Bob Breitman.
Nice to be with you, Mark.
Thanks. Thanks for the on-the-spot move. Are you actually out in Goleta right now, in Nolita?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I know the area.
Okay, I thought maybe you were out touring and knocking on people's doors right now. So we had now you're officially, what's your title? You're not the director of LAFCO.
No, my actual official title is I'm the executive officer for the Santa Barbara LAFCO. LAFCO has seven voting members, and I'm not one of them. One is a, two are members of the Board of Supervisors, two are members of city councils, two are members of independent special districts. And those six pick a member of the public, and that's who LAFCO is. I'm just the hired help.
Now, two special districts like the sewers?
In this particular case, the Goleta Sanitary District has a member. There's a member from that district. There's also a member from the Kachuma Resource Conservation District.
And who do they pick as the seventh person, the public person?
Yeah, the public member is decided by the other members. And her name, by the way, we have a fairly new public member, Bernice Stableford. Bernice is a landowner and an agriculturalist. She's an avocado farmer on the coastal area of the county.
Yeah, that was one of the things that the, I guess the correct title is the director. That's Tim?
Yeah, Tim Campbell is one of our commissioners.
Tim Campbell.
I've been on your program before.
And he mentioned that he was strongly... the commission itself, it sounded like the position was to strongly maintain ag land and not develop that into housing. Is that,
But by law, LAFCOs throughout California have to guide development away from prime agricultural land to non-prime land, unless in so doing it would not be promoting orderly governmental boundaries. Yeah, so the statutory direction for LAFCOs are to preserve ag land, and I know our own commission has policies that try to do that.
Right. Okay, well, he was on the air, and he was strongly taking the position, as I recall, about, you know, protecting ag land, but also allowing certain building to occur as infill building. To preserve the open space in, what do we call that line as we go up above Foothill Road? What's that line called again?
The urban limit line?
Yeah, urban boundary line.
Right.
Yeah. So he felt pretty strongly about that. So what do you have to say? We have this might be common for people who are listening in any jurisdiction. We have a sphere of influence of a city that wants to come out and grab hold. and you have residents of the unincorporated area. What's the latest update? Who's going to decide and when? Will the city of Goleta grab hold of this unincorporated area, or Santa Barbara, or nothing? That's the question.
It's an interesting situation, and the interesting situation is such that between the incorporated city of Santa Barbara and the incorporated city of Goleta is a populated unincorporated area called the Eastern Goleta Valley. The we have received a petition from some of the residents there saying they want to be in the sphere of influence. Now, the sphere of influence is the LAFCO planning boundary. They want to be in the sphere of influence of the city of Santa Barbara. And the city of Santa Barbara, after receiving those petitions, has basically supported that effort to expand the sphere of influence. The hearing that LAFCO had a number of speakers who live in that area in mobile home parks and are concerned that by being in the city of Santa Barbara, they're
vulnerable.
Financial protections they presently have in the unincorporated area through an ordinance the county has, that protection will be gone, and that the rates in the mobile home parks will not be protected when they sell their property to the next owner. And that has an adverse effect, they think, on the value of their property.
And what about everybody else?
A number of people were in support of changing the sphere, but the commission has a question about not just the sphere, but being annexed to the cities. In other words, if you think of a sphere of influence as LAFCO's plan for the probable physical boundaries of a city, you think of that as the engagement, but the actual wedding is the annexation. And so I think after conducting this public hearing in downtown Santa Barbara during the middle of the day at a regular LAFCO meeting, the commission directed the staff to come back at the November meeting with some discussion of having a public hearing in this Eastern Goleta area, and probably in the evening when more people can participate, to see what people's views are. The commission knows there's no urgency in making this decision. The area has been unincorporated for many years, so they want to make sure that...
Was that a Freudian slip there, Bob?
No.
Well, uninhabited.
Been inhabited but unincorporated for many years. And consequently, they want to make sure that they have a good sense of what the public feeling is. At the same time, part of that area, since you mentioned agriculture, part of that area is presently in agricultural production. It's called the South Patterson Avenue Agricultural Block. And that area was not included, partly because the county said it's agriculture and we should keep it that way. And so there's a question of whether that agricultural should be in any city sphere of influence, if in fact the plan is to keep it in long-term agriculture.
Well, it's certainly a... So I like your analogy of the engagement and the wedding. So why get engaged if you don't have a plan for a wedding, is what you were saying.
Yeah, many years ago, LAFCO had a sphere of influence for the city of Santa Barbara that extended basically from the Summerlin, and that sphere was never implemented.
Can you repeat where the extension was again? You cut out.
Well, yeah, it went basically from Bacara Resort on the north all the way to basically Summerlin. There's going to be one city in Montecito and Santa Barbara and Goleta, and that's what LAFCO's plan was, the sphere of influence. But that sphere was never implemented. And by implemented, I mean the annexations didn't occur. The county approved housing and other uses within the city sphere. And so just putting it in the sphere, just being engaged without a real plan for being married, for being annexed, I think the commission wants to take a close look at that question.
So are you telling the people of the unincorporated area, in the inhabited area, that they're basically getting the milk without buying the cow? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not sure if that's quite what we're saying, but being in the city sphere but not being in the city boundaries has very limited benefit for both the residents as well as for the governments themselves.
Now, a lot of people are quoted in the papers just saying, hey, we're just happy just the way it is.
And that's probably why the commission wants to have a public hearing in which all residents of the area have an equal opportunity to come and express their position. The commission does not want to act precipitously in this particular subject, given the fact that there's no urgency, there's no annotation pending upon which a sphere change is dependent.
Big Brother Bob Breitman from the Local Agency Formation Commission, thank you so much for the update. And just to say goodbye, the next meeting is when and where again?
The next LAFCO meeting was going to be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday, November 3rd, but it's not a public hearing on this subject. It'll only be a discussion of how the commission would like to have a public hearing and when. There's a question of whether there'd be enough time between the end of the year and now, given the fact that after the November meeting, the holidays will be upon us, Thanksgiving and the December holidays as well. So this matter may trail until the spring, but that's something the commission will discuss.
Bob, always good to talk to you. I'm sorry we cut short of time. We don't have a chance to hear any of your usual jokes. You always have a good one for us.
But next time.
Make a note of that, Bob. Thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure. You have a good day.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Big Brother Bob Breitman from the Local Agency Formation Commission. We're going to take a break. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, 564-1290. We have Ron Wolf coming up for a quick update. I read something in the paper about the 30-day versus 60-day notice on rentals. A little change proposed coming January 1st. We'll just get a quick update from him. Our phone number again, 564-1290. Remember, RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, where you can search MLS listings from San Diego to the border. I guess that's the Oregon border. And also listen to past programs of Radio Real Estate. Am I going to make that announcement, or are we going to play the First American Title commercial? I can make the announcement. Are we going to officially go into break? I can make it right now. What a amazing technology. Karen Shackle, general manager of First American Title, faxed me and told me that they're a helping sponsor, and they want, in lieu of playing their ads, they wanted me to announce a casino night, a night of gambling, probably not debauchery because it's going to be at Bishop Diego High School, benefiting St. Raphael's school. The St. Raphael Church there has a school preschool to eighth grade. And I actually sold them a photocopier back in 1981 when I was working for Savin Copiers. Very nice priest there. Sold them a copier. I hope it's still working. Anyway, St. Raphael School Benefit Casino Night Sparkle event. It's going to be held at Bishop Diego High School. It's Saturday, November 5th. Mark your calendars, Saturday, November 5th. It's $75. It includes dinner, dancing. I'm not certain if it includes cocktails. And, of course, funny money to gamble, giving away a lot of prizes. You can always make a donation if you don't want to go to the event. Saturday, November 5th, casino night, benefiting St. Raphael School. Call Jane Lannon at 685-5809, 685-5809, 685-5809. Call, make a donation if you can't go. Sponsored by First American Title, at least this ad is. And they'll sponsor you even if you're not Catholic, Jews, Muslims. So when you got a benefit going, call Karen Shackle. She's a sucker for any good benefit at First American Title. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.